Did you know Nevada is one of just 10 states that does not have a state fruit or berry? After learning this, a group of fifth graders in Spring Creek is trying to change that. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck spoke with the students to learn more.
20 years ago, third and fourth graders helped make pumpkin the state fruit of New Hampshire. Now, that idea is inspiring kids in northern Nevada. It all started last year after some Sage Elementary School students read the book, See How They Run, explains Levi Tatum.
I was talking about how kids passed laws in those states. We kind of wanted to do something like that, so we searched up, like, what do we have in Nevada and that type of stuff, and we found out we don't have a state fruit. And then we researched what fruits we do have in Nevada, and that's how we found the elderberries.
Next, the students learn more about the blue elderberry, a large native shrub that grows on mountain slopes and near streams and canyons throughout the state.
It has a very good history. A lot of Native Americans from Nevada did use it for their own health. They used it like for medicines and stuff.
That's Macy Mattson. Not only does the plant have abundant medicinal benefits, but it also tastes good, says Stella Holferty.
It's kind of like grape juice if you mix it with apple juice. It's like a bitterish sweetness. It's very good for your immune system and heart health and your digestive system.
Then came the next step, getting the government involved. The students wrote to their elected officials. They each contributed a paragraph. Rita Garcia reads a part of their letter.
We live at the base of the Ruby Mountains and are able to go up to Memorial Canyon during the summer to find them. Elderberries make delicious jams, jellies, syrups, pies, and more. We think blue elderberries would be a great state fruit because they are blue like one of our state colors.
Republican Assemblymember Bert Gurr took notice and has vowed to bring a bill forward during the next legislative session to make blue elderberry the state fruit. He warned it might not be easy.
I was a little skeptical about it until I read the letter they sent, and I was able to meet with them and their enthusiasm, and it's just inspired me. They're going to learn a lot about civics, how our government works.
Their biggest takeaway so far?
Politics takes a long time. Yeah.
Yeah. Gurr invited the students to participate in the process in Carson City. The next legislative session doesn't begin until February. Lucia Starbuck, KUNR News, Spring Creek.